say. That was groovy.
Roy Harper.
I enjoyed that.
South Africa.
Was on the phone. I was on the phone the whole time, but I enjoyed that.
That's a very pretty song. Sandy Salisbury before that with Do Unto Others. And The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Spontaneous Apple Creation.
Man, that's a loopy kind of jazzy spoken word combo thing. And that, of course, friend of Slap Hal turned 40.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Hal. And happy anniversary, belated, because it slips by when I don't pay attention closely enough. Our friend Ron Boogie Monster Gerber just called up.
Yep.
And Crap from the Past, the show that he has been, what's the word? Curating, nursing, creating, loving.
He's the helmsman. He's the not-so-phantom helmsman.
But he's been to multiple stations in multiple states for a total of 12 years now. He's been riding that baby to fame and fortune. Fame. No. Notoriety.
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 I'd say
acclaim.
He has received acclaim.
I know it's not giving him fortune. He wishes, but I know it hasn't.
Someday.
And he may be on the news. He actually is going to be on the news, on TV news. I did a little segment on some 80s stuff, and he's going to be on on the news coming
right
up.
Right on.
A couple week from Tuesday or something.
Cool.
Tune into his show on KFAI, won't you? Fridays.
For the details.
Fridays at 10:30. It's a groovy thing.
Mm-hmm.
He is like us. We are like him.
Mm-hmm.
We all wear the same mantle in different ways.
Part of the club.
Yes, that's right.
We're part of the very tiny club.
Mm-hmm.
We just hang out and impress each other.
Look what I've got.
Oh, look at this. Oh,
well, see,
that.
He's got that monster, that mammoth secret archive that takes away some of the thrill of the hunt, but then it has also the joy of spontaneous instant gratification anything you want.
No, the squeezings from his record collection have put smiles on our faces. He gave me the entire Asia album collection.
Which
you got the entire Rupert Holmes collection.
I have every Rupert Holmes record, thanks to having duplicates out of his collection, which friend of Slop Phil the Garbage Man has a request for some Rupert Holmes, and we're going to have to play it before we are through.
Little Roop?
Yes.
No Asia, though.
No, I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood.
We don't find ourselves in 82.
No.
No, it's 2004.
Hey, they toured. They came through southern Minnesota last summer. Asia did. Two guys. Two of the Asia guys. Two of the non-less as famous as the other guys, Asia guys. None of the guys that used to be in Yes, but they, like, toured.
The other guys.
They did, like, an unplugged club tour, and they played, like, Albert Lee or something. It was
yeah,
less than...
It's the Time Is Actually Telling Us tour.
And only time will tell if they stand the test of time.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, God, don't make me laugh.
It's the thing.
I can't breathe.
Oh, it's making something into apoplexy.
I can't breathe.
Oh!
Hagar.
The Red Rocker.
I listened to the dumbest thing online this week.
Really? What?
Strong statement.
What could you find?
Oh, I read to redrockercom, the Sammy Hagar one-stop shop.
Oh, no.
You actually
spent time at redrockercom?
I am a Van Halen fan, and
that's not Van Halen.
But I go checking around. I check up on the rumors, and the rumors change constantly. And I listened to a couple of things this week, one of which was a rather depressing... drunken taped interview with Eddie Van Halen. Two morning radio yahoos from Iowa apparently had the studio line, called Eddie's studio line at like 8:30 in the morning, and he answered and talked to him for about a half hour, and he didn't sound so like he was in very good shape. And I don't mean health-wise, I mean he just sounded like he'd been up all night.
Not real together.
He was a little incoherent. Wasn't so. It was kind of sad. I'm not making light of it. It was kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I wound up poking around the rumors. That led me to check out.
it's like any Imus show.
It's true. it led me to kind of check out a couple of other Van Halen sites, because I check up on the rumors every once in a while. And I wandered over to redrocker.com for some Sammy Hagar news. And there's a recording of a live show that he did for radio with Jim Ladd on KLOS, station in California. And it was like an unplugged thing with him and the Wabaritas, his band. And he's got on stage with him Mickey Hart from the Grateful Dead. Then they bring out Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead. Oh. And they sit around doing unplugged acoustic kind of boogie jams that
noodles,
are nothing to write home about.
Boogie jams.
And then they brought out Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains. And then Michael Anthony of Van Halen, the bassist for Van Halen, came out. And Michael Van...
Bridging all the generations.
And Mike, and they did a Van Halen tune. They did Finish What You Started or something.
Okay.
But Michael Anthony was completely trashed. They're like, uh-oh, even before he got near a microphone, uh-oh, Mikey is lit. Mikey is lit. They're saying this. And then they're asking him a question. Yo, Sammy and I will... Okay, hold on a second. It was just,
oh, no.
Just, I mean, slurringly drunk. And I'm just like, how is it that in my, you know, course of wandering through a couple of websites, I wound up hearing two different members of Van Halen, you know, in 2003.
Inebriated in front of a microphone.
Being really drunk and sad in front of a microphone. But then if my ears are correct, even though he was drunk, Michael Anthony can still out background sing most men. He's got an amazing voice when it comes to singing them kind of pretty high harmonies. He's the secret weapon, you know.
The secret weapon.
The Van Halen vocal
weapon.
That's
why they keep him around. It's not for looks.
No.
Not particularly for bass playing ability. No. But no, he's a party dude and he can sing.
Yep. Anyway, some of my online music travails. Mm-hmm. Listening to weird stuff.
More stuff.
More stuff. That and all the bizarre remixes of Howard Dean's Scream is a website that's been making the rounds, and you can download like 30 different people trying to mix his Scream into different things.
They're not very...
Some are funny. Many are very amateurishly patched together.
Because really, nothing puts a smile on the face like mixing something to Hey Ya.
I enjoyed the one that mixed the Howard Dean Scream into The Immigrant Song by Van Halen.
Yeah, well,
that one was okay.
And if you put the image of the Viking kittens... dancing in the background to The Immigrant Song with Howard Dean Scream, then you have a couple of different internet memes running into each other.
Let's play something. I was going to start talking about the Grammys, but I'm not gonna. We'll do it next time.
No, we'll do it next time. You can talk about Prince and Beyonce and all that kind of thing.
And way too much Sting.
Sting in a dress.
He's gonna perform on the Oscars too. By the way, in case you didn't get enough Sting in the Grammys.
Why?
Apparently,
because he was in Brimstone and Treacle. Because he acted at one point.
He's got a song from a movie. Him and Mary J. Blige. I think the song they won a Grammy for is now he's gonna be at the thing.
Oh God.
Anyway, there's a lot of Sting to be had out there.
Good luck to all of you out in California.
Mm-hmm.
Margot Gurion. Sweet little song.
Yep.
It's about falling in love. It's called Someone I Know. It's nice, and we're going to play it right now.
Is this from the album, the Take a Picture album?
Yes. This is a legitimate actual song that was on the album, not one of the outtakes or B-sides or things that they appended onto the later reissues.
Lovingly reissued by, Franklin Castle
Records. Two different record companies simultaneously. This is Someone I Know by Margot Gurion.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Was thinking of leaving. There was no one around here I wanted to know. Then I saw someone who happened to remind me of.
Said those three old words, and from the first time that I saw you.
for stuff.
I think they have the technology to do that kind of thing.
They do.
Hall, Oates, Had I Known You Better Then.
From Abandoned Luncheonette, the album that came out right before things took off. They released the song She's Gone off that record, and it tanked as a single. But then Sarah Smile came about 2 years later, and they went, oh, hold on.
Hey, these
guys. Let's put She's Gone out again. And then She's Gone was a big hit 2 years later. But that's Abandoned Luncheonette and the song what?
Had I Known You Better Then.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hall and Oates.
Kim Carnes previous to that with More Love.
You're just a sucker for that big synthesizer.
For the synthesizer
fanciness
intro.
In the beginning.
It's great, and that's a really good song, too, both by Kim Carnes and by Smokey Robinson.
The Motown original was a fixture in our car for most of last year on this mix thing I put together.
And Margot Gurian started things off with Someone I Know.
Very nice.
I'm winning.
Very nice.
Roop.
Yes.
No, okay.
Not Roop.
Go ahead. No.
I just want to say I enjoyed the phone call from the guy who was a big Van Halen fan. We're going to try to do something for him before we're done. Guy that appreciates. He actually went to redrocker.com as a result of us talking about it, and that's where he realized that when you go to redrocker.com, you have no choice. You have to wait until this sound file loads, in which case Sammy then goes, hey, this is Sammy Hagar on the Red Rocker. And it's like, huh? Hey, let's see if it'll do it for us right now. Let's see. Will it work? This thing got noise on it?
I don't know.
I wonder. Sits and talks at you. But,
maybe it's just there.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to get to work. But,
it's the Red Rocker. Oh, yeah, there's a head.
Something plugged into
something
it?
Plugged into the head.
Yeah, never mind. Okay. screw that. Sammy's in that category of folks now that kind of self-release DVDs of him and his current band doing all their greatest hits, and including the fabulous tunes Shaka Doobie.
It's like those videos of Yes practicing, you know, Chris Squire in shorts. God, that's the kind of thing that makes you want to trade your eyes in for a new pair after you see it. Oh, God.
I do want to talk about the Grammys. I mentioned them earlier. I am fascinated.
Yes, sir.
Last year, I
didn't see any of them.
I swore off a couple of years ago that I stopped reading the nominees for Grammy Awards. I think the year that finally put me over the edge where I should stop being irritated with award shows, and I did finally, because I think it was the year in which U2 was nominated for everything, for their big hit comeback record, and they got it all twice because
it was called comeback record,
right? Mm-hmm. But it was called a comeback record, but they never really gone away. It just wasn't a monster record for a couple of records in a row.
Okay,
but it was like they released a single right before the cutoff for the Grammy Awards was. So all the awards they gathered up in a big pile were for the single. And then the following year, they got nominated for everything because the album then was in. So they're like, there's just
gaming the system.
I don't know if they were gaming it, but just everybody was just doing this pylon, the energy and the vibe and the momentum. They had the big Mo. They were the John Kerry of Grammy Awards for 2 years. And they were just going to take all these awards. And it irritated me that they were nominated for like everything because people were in love with them for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stopped, you know, putting myself through the agony of bothering to read the Grammy nomination.
You ripped up your membership card.
My membership card.
Arts and Sciences.
Point being, and I didn't give any paying attention to it, but I did want to see the awards program because I knew there was going to be this giant funk thing, what I wanted to see.
Yes.
And so I watched the show, and not knowing who's going to be awarded and nominated for what, and it was kind of nice. But there's just no getting around it. I saw way too much Sting. Sting winning an award with Mary J. Blige. Sting being part of a supergroup foursome on stage playing a tribute to the Beatles, doing Saw Her Standing There with her.
Oh.
It was Sting, Clint Black, Dave Matthews, and on drums, Pharrell from the Neptunes.
Oh.
/ Nerd. And and they did Saw Her Standing There, and Dave Matthews got the words wrong.
Because he's a knob.
Got the words wrong.
Oh. Well, of course, Paul McCartney gets the words wrong in the old demos too.
Yeah, but this is special. You should remember the words.
Yeah.
But then Sting came on later, and they were like, Sting's gonna do a song with Sean Paul, who's the reggae guy. Best New Artist. He won Best Reggae Record and stuff. The guys on Rude Radio were talking about him, but he came out and did. Did they do Roxanne? Yeah, I think they did Roxanne with a giant, you know,
That's high concept.
Reggae toasting over the beat thing by Sean Paul, and Sting was in there. And then it all segued into like the Music Cares Foundation ad for, you know, the recording industry tries to help kids, et cetera, et cetera, and music therapy, and that's great. But who's in the ad? It's Sting, and there's Sting in the ad. There's just way too much Sting for my taste. But really? And Prince opened the show, and it was kind of cute. Although there was no mention of why we needed a medley of Prince's greatest hits from Purple Rain, except it dawned on me then that it was 20 years since the record came out. So he and Beyonce goofed around and did their thing.
Beyonce.
But the funk thing is really what got me to tune into the show.
Yeah? And how did that treat you?
Earth, Wind & Fire came out on stage.
Yeah, with Maurice White.
Maurice White, the guy from Earth, Wind & Fire. Mm-hmm. The original guy who sits, the producer. The sound of Earth, Wind & Fire, it came from that guy's head.
Mm-hmm.
He heard it and worked with his brothers and everybody else in the band. Okay, but he's older than the rest of them, and he's ailing. He's got either like a chronic fatigue thing or... I'd have to pull up a website to figure it out. He may have like early signs of like Parkinson's or something like that. He doesn't tour is the point, but it was really cool. I was like, wow, that's Maurice White singing his heart out with the guys, and that was cool. Outkast did their little song, which sounds like an Earth, Wind & Fire song. I like the way you move, so they came out. And then George Clinton, and then they went over to the Robert Randolph and the Family Band, the guy doing the lap steel, the craziest lap steel solo in the middle of the funk, and that was neat. And then George Clinton came out. And the question is, when you say George Clinton and P-Funk are going to show up, the question is, who's really going to show up? And the answer was, flipping everybody showed up. They had Bootsy and Bernie Worrell on stage.
Wow.
And they're all in their costumes. It was a sloppy, messy, the sound wasn't so good. There were way too many people on stage to make any sense of it. Samuel Jackson was the Toastmaster, kind of talking like a preacher, introducing all the bands one right after another through this like monster 11-minute segment.
Wow.
But in one sense, it was perfect because it was a giant, funky cacophony, a giant mess. You couldn't understand a thing George Clinton was saying. He was trying to do something. His voice is all guttural. But in one sense, I enjoyed the hell out of it. I thought it was the coolest way you'd want to see all those guys come out. And Bootsy, in the added moment, Bootsy was playing bass, and you could hear him like hit a couple of funky notes. In the middle of it all, yeah, there was a little taste of watching Bootsy play in the space bass.
Mm-hmm.
So... If you're a funk fan and you missed out, you did miss out on a nice whole lot of everybody under the sun all on stage as P-Funk once again. It was nifty.
Well, all right.
And also part of the funk jam.
Excuse me.
No Sting.
No Sting.
Sting did not show up for the funk jam.
But he tried to get on stage.
He worked his way into a lot of things.
I bet he tried.
And he's going to be in the Oscars, but he did not take part in the giant funk medley.
No, sorry. So we don't need a man in a skirt on stage. We already have a man in a diaper.
There's a man in a diaper. And I saw the picture of Gary Scheider. That's the guy who... Gary Starchild Scheider. Wears the diaper in the P-Funk
show.
He's
no longer a child.
He's really no longer a child. He's really... The diaper is not really a good look on the dude. And I've saw him... It's been like 10 years, I think. More than 10 years now since the first P-Funk show I went to. And that was all totally on the comeback trail in the 90s. But he looked okay. He didn't quit himself nicely in the diaper, but he's way over into roly-poly grandpa territory now. It looks really kind of funny. Not that George Clinton can't pull off the giant Lion King bedsheet he stole from a Target on his way to the show and wears that sometimes for the show.
Aw.
Yow.
Well, shoot. Then I'm kind of sorry I missed it.
There were moments...
But not if I would have had to sit through the entire Grammy ceremony to see it.
There were moments to recommend. Evanescence? Are you an Evanescence fan, Joel?
No, as far as I know.
They won Best New Artist, and 50 Cent did not, but 50 Cent still walked on stage and kind of walked up menacingly like he thought he should have got the award, and he kind of smiled. And
then somebody shot him again.
he was ready to take the stage, apparently. And for some
That's
reason,
such a Zoolander moment. That's not...
Yeah.
Loser, confused, gets on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
They gave Lifetime Achievement Grammys to all sorts of people, some famous, some less famous. But they didn't ever let anyone get on stage and say thank you. They would have somebody come out as a presenter, announce that, you know, the Funk Brothers are being given a Lifetime Achievement Award, Grammy, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody kind of claps for it. And then they're like, and now let's give away the award. And that was kind of it.
They should give Lifetime Achievement Awards to people who buy a lot of records. we're the ones who really support the record industry.
So once that's with that out of the way, brace yourself, because soon enough we'll have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. All the hoopla will happen again.
Yeah, people arguing about who gets in and who doesn't.
Prince is being nominated. He's being inducted this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some TV show with Wendy from The Revolution this weekend.
Wow.
And there are rumors he may be inking a... he may be embracing a major label world yet again, and rumors are rife that he might pull together bits of the old band and try to hit the hit the home stretch, perhaps. Yeah, milk
I'm sure
the nostalgia
Dr. Z is looking for something to do.
He's in town. He's busy.
No, I bet.
He's a busy man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not Dr. Z. Matt Fink.
Matt Fink.
Is Dr. Yeah. Fink.
Oh, Dr. Fink.
No, okay. He's got the recording. He does that stuff with City 97. He's got his recording studio up on
Dr.
the north side of town.
Okay, sorry, I got my funky doctors
don't mess
mixed up.
Don't mess up your Rivkins. Bobby Z, the drummer, and his brother David Z, the producer, mm-hmm. who produced all sorts of people.
I'm sorry.
Including that Blew Up record.
Which is a really good record.
But
but we digress.
Us? Me? Talk about nothing for a long time?
Hey, I mentioned the name Rupert Holmes toward the beginning of this chatter fest, and I think we're going to play some right now.
We are. This is from the Partners in Crime record, the actual hit. He got three or four solid radio hits after the Pina Colada song. And when Phil the Garbage Man asks, we try to deliver as much as possible. And we're going to do that mm-hmm. with a giant kind of swoopy descending bass line opening for Rupert Holmes' fabulous hit single,
Him.
It's requested, Cosmic Slop.
On Radio Kick.
Without me, no one gets to get it for free.
That's what you call belaboring the point. It's first class. Beach Baby. They're trying to sound like the Beach Boys, whom we heard previous to that. The Beach Boys doing Please Let Me Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And Rupert Holmes' Hymn.
My request. Please Let Me Wonder is a fabulous song. That's that groovy right before Pet Sounds record. Mm-hmm. The two records that came out right before Pet Sounds were the interesting
Summer Days and Summer Nights.
That's the one that's got the evolution on it. Mm-hmm. You can hear the sound all getting more fancy and sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of nifty. correction from Slop Listener Mike. Vince Gill was performing with Dave Matthews and Sting and Pharrell Williams. Not Clint Black. Vince Gill. I was getting my contemporary country affable dudes confused.
Yes, affable ambisexual country dudes.
But I was getting a little messed up. That's who it was.
Oh, okay.
He also reminded me that the White Stripes kicked ass,
which they apparently did.
I'm not even the biggest White Stripes fan, but it was exciting. They kind of added it was kind of weird, and they did.
They're bringing energy back to rock and roll. They're revitalizing the rock and roll thing.
A little air of danger. Although then I saw somewhere online this week a really weird picture of Happy Tom from Turbo Negro.
Sniffing Meg's drums.
Yeah, he was checking out the drum seat where Meg White had been sitting after the set. Not during the Grammys, at some festival show someplace.
Ah, Happy Tom.
Naughty Happy Tom from Turbo Negro.
Music, please. We're getting to the end.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Got a song and then another song.
Mm-hmm.
First the song.
And then the other song.
Right.
What are you going to play?
Oh, Split Ends.
Well, I don't know this song. I don't know my Split Ends.
Message
that well.
To My Girl? I believe this is on Wayata.
Okay.
Although I'm not entirely sure. I think so. I think it's on the follow-up to... Mm-hmm. What is it? True Colors, whatever the
big hit one.
The big
I
hit
got you.
But no, this is Message to My Girl. It's a nice ballad.
Is Neil Finn on Australian Money yet?
He should be.
I don't know.
Tim's definitely trying.
Is he?
He's trying to get in on anything that he can shoehorn himself in on. But no, this is Split Ends, Message to My Girl. Neil and Tim, the Finn brothers.
On Cosmic Slot.
And up the guys.
Give away.
that was foolish of me. I just put the machine to sleep.
I pushed
the button and said, it's glowing. What does it do?
That's funny. Well, first of all,
God, how stupid is
while Joel is quickly recovering, I will make the announcement that, number one, Neil Finn is from New Zealand, not Australia, same as his brother Tim Finn.
And Message to My Girl is from Conflicting Emotions, an album from 1984.
Having said that, should we play some Van Halen?
Yeah, let's, because Dave's coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta lay the groundwork for Mr. Safar. Oh, here we are. We can play this as the outro.
Cosmic Swap will be back next week at 2 o'clock with more of this.
It's pretty. Push the button, and that's what happened.
Without the technical glitches.
I'd like to thank everybody who showed up for Cinema Slop this past week.
Fantastic time.
It was a really good time. Had by all and enjoyed the film and all like that. So, yay.
Well, fantastic.
There you go.
Ignore the computer glitches and get on with the music
that
and
was
rocking.
Just, I thought it might turn the screen off, but no.
And thanks for the Neil Finn correction from friend of Slop Jeff and also friend of Tuamala Jeff.
Of course, and I wouldn't put it past Tim Finn, even though he's from New Zealand,
trying to get
on Australian
money.
Currency. Yeah, that kind of guy.
Having said that, I couldn't find my copy of 1984, so we picked another tune. This is from Van Halen 2. It's by request for the dude that called up about the Halen frequencies earlier.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bottoms Up, and we will see you next week at 2 o'clock with more Cosmic Slop. Dave's up next.
Uh-huh, on KUOM AM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and KUOM FM St. Louis Park. I'm gonna go take some painkillers now.
Okay.
And see how high my fever is.
Viva la dextromethorphan.
Bottoms Up. Cosmic Slop. See you next week.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, and KUOM FM, St. Louis Park, Radio K.
Say sure, I never loved her anyhow. But inside, I long for you in the way it used to be. I look around and there's a heartache following me. I look around and there's a heartache following me.